Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you live from the Cargo District Studios. This week, you have your hosts, Chris Kellum and
Tyler Yaw.
And we're bringing on the amazing
Rayma Tillman.
Thank you. I was like reading, I'm like, I'm going to ruin her name.
It's fine.
The way you have to remember it is the podcast name that she has because it rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Today with Ray.
Exactly.
Rayma.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah. So not only a Port City Young Professional, what's the official ambassador, right?
Yeah. Ambassador coordinator.
Oh, nice. Fancy, there you go. Right? Yeah. Very fancy name. Co-host of Today with Ray podcast and the newly minted award winner of 40 Under 40 for Wilmington.
Yes, that's right.
That's awesome. Right.
Snaps.
Yeah. So we're racking up all the PCYP members and all the 40 Under 40 members. So
yeah.
Yeah. Tyler's got a few more years before he can. Where you can qualify for it.
I have 10 more years. Don't make me so old.
You gotta be 40 or under. So
yeah. Oh, you have 10 years. Oh gosh.
Yeah. You only have a couple of years.
I'm not gonna make it.
I don't know. I feel like if one of us makes it, the other one probably
at this point.
We're kind of a dual package.
Pretty much.
Oh, I love it. But before we get into the full details of all your backstory and everything going on, we are sipping on something funky.
It is from Sledge Distillery, and we can't drink this without giving my wonderful sister-in-law a shout-out, who's actually moving up to North Carolina from Texas next week.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. We're excited to have her down the road from us. But before she moved up here officially, she brought us back some whiskey from Texas.
Yeah, so this is the Rocky Branch Bourbon. So weeded bourbon finished in their charred, it literally just says their charred new oak barrels for about 3 years. So something a little different.
Yeah.
Looks like more of a smaller batch.
It's real tasty. I should have left my coffee and poured a little bit in my coffee.
Can't say I haven't done that.
I'm going to test it out. Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers.
That's sweet.
It tastes like some Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah. From
that is, ooh. That is way sweeter than I was expecting.
Yeah. Did you look at the mash bill on that when it was up?
It literally just says weeded bourbon.
Oh, it tastes very corny because it's very sweet.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Very. It was smooth.
Yeah. Very smooth. I liked it.
It looked, so the bottle it's in is in one of those like on the rocks bottles.
Yeah.
Like whenever you're looking like at the... one of these smaller bottles. Like if you're going in the liquor store, it looks like the ones that are like pre-made drinks.
It's like the hand from the Addams Family.
And I was like,
yes.
Like who?
The hand.
Me. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. No, it's decent. It is an 85 proof, which is why it's a lot smoother than what we're used to tasting because we're usually sipping on stuff over 90. But.
Bless y'all.
Hey.
Gotta do what you got to do.
Tyler, I didn't start off with a low proof.
Yeah.
Right.
Like our first whiskey on the podcast was.
Oh, yeah. Baby, pretty high.
And that thing was.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to make it. I would have just been like,
Right.
There would have been no talking.
Coughing the whole time.
Well, enough about our whiskey right now. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm Rayma T. And as you mentioned before, I am the host of Today with Ray, which is the show that highlights everyday entrepreneurs, which we can get into a little later. I am a Wilmington native, which I'm kind of like the unicorn now. Like,
yeah.
But I do have a caveat. So like I moved and lived in Myrtle Beach for a little while, came back, went to high school and then left and came back. So kind of like born and raised, but wasn't here the entire time.
Okay.
But all of my family born and raised here, all my in-laws. So it's definitely interesting and wonderful to see the influx of what I call transplant people and literally being, I don't know, like I said, the unicorn of being born here and just finding so many different people that love Wilmington now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We've had this podcast for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've had less than like 10 people.
Right.
Been born and raised.
Yeah, and I can definitely say Wilmington has changed so much over the years that it's kind of downtown to see it thriving the way that it is. It's like, I remember just being a ghost town sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. What else? This is the Navy for 6 years.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I saw that. So this is your gunner's mate.
Yeah.
I'm always confused because I was in the Army, National Guard, and it was just like, hey, this is all your different MOSs. Blank.
Yeah. Go.
And then everybody I know from the Navy is, well, I was a gunner's mate or I was mechanics. I was like, what does that mean?
So gunner's mate, I was the person that basically your armor. I housed all the guns. I taught people how to shoot in the military. But then I specialized in vertical launching missiles.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? So when you see me, like, you just see this short girl with green hair, you're like, no, like, I really did do a lot in the military, and it was incredible. We got to shoot a missile off the ship for a training exercise, not because we were in any, you know, danger or anything, but that was one of the highlights of my whole career was seeing that shoot off the ship. So aside from that, any type of weaponry I've kind of dealt with, from, you know, your 9mm all the way up to 50 cal. So,
wow.
Yeah, doesn't really look like I would have been doing something like that, but I did. And then when I got off the ship, I actually supervised the entry point of the world's largest Navy base in Norfolk. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that was incredibly stressful. You
can imagine.
All the contractors, truckers, visitors, crazy. The amount of people that come onto that military installation. So after that, I was like, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. So, yeah. And then I moved back to Wilmington, been here ever since.
Nice.
So what brought you back to Wilmington from all of the other places that you've traveled to?
So honestly, if it was up to me, I would have stayed in Virginia. I absolutely loved it. But like I've mentioned, all of our family is here. Mm-hmm. All of my husband's family is here. So when we decided to have kids, we kind of looked around. It's like, some help would be great right now. Yeah. So yeah, we moved back, and we moved back at the most horrible time ever. Florence just happened.
Oh.
Yep.
And so we were like, that's probably wasn't the smartest idea, but we're here now. So
right.
Yeah, we worked through it, and we were able to help, you know, in the midst of that. And yeah, so everything's been great ever since, you know.
Right. So how'd you get involved with PCYP, and what made you want to get started with them?
Great question. So before I started my own podcast, I was the community manager for a startup company called Genesis Block.
Oh, yeah.
And so as the community manager, your job is literally to be in the community. So I got in contact with Jenna, and she's like, hey, you know, just come out. So the first couple of years, I was just a guest, and I was just like, I really love what they're doing. I love the initiative that they're trying to take with, you know, connecting people that's new, just professionals in general. And then I was like, okay, I think I want to be an ambassador. I can really see myself, you know, helping this organization. And she kind of pulled me to the side one day and was like, hey, I know that you're great in XYZ from Genesis Block, so do you want to take on a little bit more? And I was just like, yeah, why not? Yeah. So I think at the beginning of this year is when I started actually like being the ambassador coordinator. Mm-hmm. And what that really just looks like is day of event, I make sure that all of our volunteers are in place where they need to be. If someone doesn't show up, making sure that, you know, someone's filled in. But I love it, man. You know, shameless plug, but if you haven't been to an event, they're every third Wednesday. Make sure to check the Facebook to see when their next event is. Yeah, it's a great way to get connected if you're new in the city. So,
yeah, that's great. I just want to go to Genesis Block real quick.
Yeah.
So I've heard about them a lot. I've never actually like gone or done like anything too involved with them. So can you tell our listeners and myself a little bit more of what Genesis Block is and what they do?
Yeah, so Genesis Block is a startup, basically think like when you're actually in the ideation stage of your business. They have training courses you come in called Jumpstart Academy, where you're like, okay, I'm just starting out, but I need some structure. So basically they help you from the ideation stage to the full fruition being of that. And then they also started their own kind of networking event called Conversations to Contracts. Okay. So really they're wanting to help small business be in contract with bigger businesses so that the little guy doesn't get left behind. So you think of like your Monteith big corporation. They want to do, you know, appreciation for their workers. They'll contract out with a smaller, you know, charcuterie business or event planner or something, you know, of that nature. So that's what they're really geared to about right now. And let's see what else they're doing. They have Block Eats, which they've partnered with Cape Fear Community College North Campus. So now they're helping kind of these foodpreneurs and having a, like a food incubator type spot. So the students will actually be, you know, buying from local businesses now at that cafeteria at the North Campus. So they're really just about creating this entrepreneurial hub for everyone. So yeah, if you're a new business or you need kind of like some guidance, make sure to check out Genesis Block. So yeah.
So if Chris is looking to open a bottle shop.
Yeah, they will help you. Yeah. Yeah.
So is that your full-time gig?
So it was, and I stepped away from them, all love still, but I was realized that through them, I met so many entrepreneurs. And what I realized with talking with them is like nobody is sharing their story. These people are working full-time jobs and still trying to create their dream on the side. Some people have left their full-time job using all of their savings. And I'm like, nobody is sharing this. They're just looking at this, I know, high of being an entrepreneur. You know, they're not working a 9-to-5. Yeah, that's right. But now they're working a 27-10 yeah, at this point. So I'm like, okay, what can I do to make an impact in the community where, you know, our economic development really stays in-house? You know, it's great when we have these bigger businesses come in because, you know, that means money's coming into the city. But we don't want these bigger companies outshining the small guy at the same time. So I look at it and I was just like, okay, where's the soap companies? Where's the candle companies? Where's the people that, like I said, charcuterie businesses and event planning? Like, where are they at so that I can highlight their story and people can say, oh, you know, next time I need them, now I know someone, because people do business with who they know, trust, and like. So if I can put a face and a name and a story behind someone, I feel like I'm doing some type of justice to them. So,
yeah.
So I left the full time kind of to go after my own dream and help others. So yeah,
right.
That's where I'm at.
So you're doing all the things that you're promoting for others.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never really, I guess, looked at it like that, but yeah, essentially my business is really just to create a platform to highlight other businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Interesting. So it's still mind blowing to me that you're running this business as well as being a mother.
Yeah.
And just helping out everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How is that like all combined?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
Yeah, that's a great question. You really just have to, when you go into business or you feel like you want to be an entrepreneur, I guess you have to draw those hard lines before, because if you don't, everything gets muddled. And I actually interviewed someone on my show, and he really talked about how he went through an identity crisis because his business overtook his personal life. So you really have to create those hard lines, like, okay, I'm not doing any more work past 5 or whatever mm-hmm. your time is, so that I can still make sure that first me as the person is okay. Because if I'm not okay, then my marriage isn't okay, my kids aren't okay, and then my business isn't going to be okay.
Yep.
So I think that's what it comes down to, is really just creating those boundaries so that every bucket that you have isn't depleting. Because on top of running the show and being a mom and a wife, I'm also finishing my degree.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, okay, everything has to have a time frame to really complete everything. So luckily I graduate in May. So we're at the finish line. But it wasn't always like that. Halfway through, I told my husband, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. He's like, you're almost there.
Right.
So I guess to answer your question, how does it really all work, is because I know that I have to compartmentalize everything so that everything runs smoothly and I'm not overworking or overstressing myself.
Yeah.
It's something I've learned more recently, because I've always been that the true millennial where it's like, oh, hey, you know, this needs to be done. I'll help. I'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
And just learning to just separate and be like, hey, you know, it's my day off. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to worry about work, or, you know, I clocked out. Let me go take care of this.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's harder for an entrepreneur to like separate those boundaries.
It really is. It really is. And because sometimes I'll just be laying there like, did I respond to that person? Mm-hmm. Did I create my schedule for posting this week? Did I, you know, do enough? You know, it really does get overwhelming sometimes. Right.
So tell us a little bit about this podcast. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming today with Ray mm-hmm. and the podcast are all like your business.
Yeah.
All together thing.
So let me take a step back. When I said I was getting my degree, mm-hmm. it's in digital marketing and social media. So then when I started and I wanted to do the talk show, I wanted to do something where I can still use the degree. Mm-hmm. And so social media is a beast in itself. You know,
yes.
Everyone can look at that and just be like, okay, where do I start with this?
Yeah.
So yes, Today with Ray is my show, and I hope I will in the future be able to capitalize the digital marketing side of that. Mm-hmm. Again, already marketing other companies on the show, but in the business of podcasting, it's about sponsorships. Yeah. So I hope to take that and really be able to use and mesh the degree and my show together. So when I think about the show, I want it to really be something that people can be captivated towards and really, I guess, sorry, I'm thinking of a good answer, capitalize and really, you know, draw in into their story. So when you think of social media and digital marketing, they've kind of already been meshed, mm-hmm. but it's different. When you market yourself or market a business, to me at least, it's not the same as social media. So social media, think about it like before, when we only had, you know, cameras and you're right. literally just showing your friends what's happened over the weekend. Yeah. I think that's where the true authenticity comes behind the brand, when you really push the social part of social media. So I hope when I show these people their stories that they can really get the essence of their authentic self. And that's why I do video-based podcast instead okay. of just audio, because you can hear us laugh and it, you know, I'll be good. But I think just as me, I'm like a visual person. So
yeah.
I want to see the laughing happening, not yep. just kind of hear it. And like I said, putting a name to a face and really just seeing their passion and fire when they talk about their business goes a long way. So how do I put it all together? I think my show or podcast helps with that social media part of it. And as they talk about their business, then yeah, we get into the digital marketing side of it. But yeah, I think altogether, that's what I'm really looking for to happen.
Has there been anything that you learned part of your courses that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm using this tomorrow?
Yes. So SEO, or so
search engine optimization
is such a huge factor to really captivating your target audience. So if you're looking for certain people to watch a certain episode, like mm-hmm. I had a person on there, Randy from Craft Grown craft grown farms. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put hashtag cars on on that episode. I'm going to put farms. I'm going to put homegrown. I'm going to put, you know, organic. So when people are searching for that type of stuff, that's what comes up. So that's one of the biggest things. And then your filter bubble. It sounds crazy, but your phone is really tailored to the things that you like, you comment on, you search. So when you when you see you're on Facebook and you see that shoe ad that comes up on your Facebook, and it's just like, how did they know? Well, your phone has, you know, open source mic. So when you're talking like, hey, babe, I need a new pair of shoes, your phone's like, okay, that's now in your filter of thought. Let's push that agenda. And that for me was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Cause sometimes it's so bad now, like you'll be thinking about something and it's on your phone. How? And now at the tail end of school and everything that I see is AI. It is scary a little bit. And a lot of people in this degree field is like, oh God, is it going to take our job? And it's just like, no, because it still doesn't have this humanistic factor to it. So I would learn to use it to your best ability and really find that fine line of like how to use it and not let it use you. So
yeah, my favorite quote that I've heard about AI so far is AI is not going to take your job, but someone using AI will.
Exactly.
So I was like, ah, that is good to know.
So for everyone that's like, I don't know where to start.
We've been using it more and more for the podcast as well, too.
Yeah, same.
There's just so many things that's like, you're not going to use what they, because like you said, there's not really a humanistic feel to it yet. You're not going to use exactly like a plug and play type of thing.
Yeah.
But it'll give you a really good kind of framework to where to start from.
Oh, absolutely. I use it all the time. If I'm just like in a brain fart type of mood or whatever, and you know, I have my calendar, but I really just can't think of a caption right now, or like what's a good hashtag, I'll be like, hey, what's a good, you know, caption to use that will get people, you know, ready for Monday, like let's start the week. So like it really can help you in those moments, so don't be afraid of it.
We don't get paid for this, so
right.
They get a shout out for free. It's called Swell AI.
Okay.
It's really neat. So you'll take your like the podcast episode, you put it in Swell AI, it creates a full transcript for you. And then from that transcript, it'll give you as many title names as you want to look through and go through.
Yeah.
Captions for every single social media that's out there. Relevant hashtags, relevant SEO to put in like the back end of it. I was like, oh my gosh, right? This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Look, another one, free promo, Opus. I use that all the time. Oh, that takes long form videos and makes those nice little reels or TikToks for you. I'm like, hey, that's less editing for me.
Exactly.
Like, cool. So,
I mean, I go back and forth. Because I like to use AI, but I also like having like the human essence and the human touch on everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of the reason why we use Sway for all of our social medias.
Yeah.
Which is a sponsor.
Yes. I mean, they are the best sponsor for us right now. Yeah. Because using AI is helpful, but knowing someone who can help you use that product properly and then tailor everything for us has definitely helped us grow, well, the studio page as well as Whiskey and Wisdom.
Right.
Which has been pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you do get the human element behind that. Right. Like actual people working on it and stuff, which is nice because then that is a plug and play type of thing. You had someone that knows our business, knows what we're doing. They're creating it, taking it, and then you just put it straight on the website.
Yeah.
So it's finding that nice combo of both.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
and they're kind of like our producers. You were saying...
Yeah.
Earlier, like, the world is just so crazy and busy with everything going on that you took on a producer.
I did. So season one and season two, I was just so gung-ho. I was really, you know, excited about it. And it's been such a learning process because the first two seasons, I was week by week just grabbing people, recording, editing, marketing. And I was just like, this isn't it. Like, something's got to change. So this last season, I reached out to someone. We batched the entire season. in a week. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really great. And I didn't have to edit anything. I just got sent all the videos. Yeah. Like, you know what? I like this. I like this a lot. I just get to come in, talk, and leave. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we go back and forth because, like, we do a bunch of batching just because we have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And trying to collect everybody on different days is just kind of hard. So we do a lot of recording at one time. So I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you have seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions.
Yeah.
One, do you like, how do you choose between like season one, season two, like when you start it, and how many episodes do you typically do?
Yeah. So going into this, I just kind of wanted like to dip my toe in it, see if like any fish would bite or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll go in and I'll just do like 10 episodes. I can quickly get 10 people off the rip and like, okay. So, and then I wanted it to be more like TV show, because I know podcasts, they do it like year long.
Right.
And I didn't, I guess I didn't want to commit myself because I had other things going on at that time where I'm like, okay, I can just do it like season based and kind of like Netflix you if I need to, like give you a 10 episode and then wait 2 years if that was necessary. So after season one complete, I was like, okay, I can manage everything that I need to. So then I was like, okay, I'll do another season. And that's just kind of how I've been rolling with it. Again, really just making sure I take a full glimpse of everything that I have going on in life. And like I said, if I need to Netflix you guys for a moment, but just know it's not forever. So yeah, 10 episodes in a season. And really just going about it like that so that I'm not committing myself to unrealistic measures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you have like a story arc within each season? I joke with Tyler because like we started 2023 and we've had so many people on and a lot of them are in like the health field or something to do with like being healthier or like physically or mentally. And I was like, did we mean to do this? Like, is this the arc of this 2023 or is it just like what's happened?
Yeah, no. Funny enough, this season has been all about pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally everyone. And it wasn't like, oh, you know, when you fill out their question, you're like, have you pivoted in your business or anything like that? When I just talk to them and I let everyone know, like, I do everything unscripted because every entrepreneur is different. But it just turned out that in every person's story, they've pivoted in some way, whether they were in one business and they completely scrapped that or different renditions of their business. Like I said, self versus entrepreneur pivoting style. So, yeah, I guess if anything, I guess that would be the arc of this season is pivoting. Yeah. Nice.
It's always funny kind of looking back on it. You're like, wow, there's kind of an undertone of all these. You never really tried. Like the first year that we did it, like the first season, I guess you could say, was all about like overcoming obstacles in life, or like something came up and they're like, but I had to overcome this. So it was all overcoming obstacles. And like Chris said, somehow this time we got hooked on all of these different doctors and performance coaches and like all kind of different things too. So it's been neat just kind of how that falls into place for
you. It just, when it works, it works.
Right.
And, you know,
we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Exactly. People spend a lot of time trying to plan those things out, so it works naturally. It's even better.
Yeah, it is. When the organic nature of everything just falls into place, it's just like, you know what, that was really good.
Right.
That was really good.
Sorry. It does fall in place. Not everything does fall in place.
Oh, yeah.
As we've learned in trying to figure out with just being podcasters, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of trial and error, for sure.
God,
I'm sure you understand that.
Like, even this season of learning, like, okay, maybe you should batch everything because you're working with 10 different schedules right now.
Yeah.
And there's been no call, no shows sometimes. And you're having, to scramble, like, okay, what do I do for this episode? And I've learned that you just got to roll with it. There's been plenty of episodes in the first two seasons where I'm just kicking it by myself because, you got to keep pushing.
Yes.
But then I'm, sitting at home, do I continue? is this going to be life right now? And she's like, no, it's just a little bump in the road. And, so I've definitely learned how to just keep rolling because what are you going to do at that point? Right. They're not going to come. They're not going to show up. You got 10 minutes, you know, before the podcast actually starts.
Right.
So you just keep rolling with
it. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Now that you've finished season three, have you had a lot of entrepreneurs like knocking down the door to kind of get their word out and stuff too?
So funny thing, it really is word of mouth and networking is so huge. Oh, so yeah. I had one, she was like, hey, you should interview this person. I was like, okay. I reached out to them and they were on season three and they referred someone else and they were on season three. And now it's just kind of been like a domino effect. Like, oh yeah. And when I go out places, they're always like, oh my God, you have it? Yeah, I have this small business. Just like, great. I'm already checking for season four. Like, just hit me up on my email. But yeah, I wouldn't say they're like knocking down at the door, but they're definitely like ringing the doorbell and like just kind of standing there. Right. So yeah, it's been like a slow roll, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's one of the things that you kind of just have to not expect. It's not going to be 100K followers in 2 weeks. Like,
right, yeah.
I think consistency is one thing that I've learned in general. Mm-hmm. I'm very squirrel brain when it comes to creative things. So like, funny, my husband was like, you can't buy any more arts and crafts stuff because our closet or garage, like, we can't take this because I'm like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And so I really had to buckle down. It's like, okay, if I'm gonna make this work and like it legit be a thing and not just like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Consistency will always win. So that's what I'll take for right now. It's just being consistent about this.
Yes.
We can definitely agree with that too. And we'll make this a nice plug for our other sponsor too, just because it kind of fits in.
Yeah.
So it's 30 Off Local. And what we've always been trying to do since the beginning of it, we're like, hey, running a podcast is very expensive. How are you going to like come up with a way to start making money for it?
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we need to start looking for sponsors. And we had a few that kind of like dropped in for a while. And we're like, this doesn't even make sense what we're doing. And so we like drop it before we even aired it.
Yeah.
Or like we would cut it out and just reach back out and be like, hey, it doesn't fit. And so finally now we're like, what really makes sense for our guests and then our listenership and stuff too.
Yeah.
And then when we had the opportunity to work with 30 Off Local, I was like, all right, this actually does make sense for us because one, our podcast is based in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And it's based on Wilmingtonians. Mm-hmm. Yep. And also it's people that are reaching out and wanting to go and experience what else is out there, especially the new stuff. Yeah. I know, especially with Port City and Profession, we always have new people coming in and trying to expand their businesses. And so with 30 Off Local, it's a good way for people that found out like, hey, you know, is this place good? Should I go check them out?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and get a gift card for that location for 30% off.
Yeah.
So it's one of the best deals that you're going to find around town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can shop local, save local, and support local. You literally just go on to their website, which will be in our show notes. Should be 30 Off Local. Mm-hmm. Select the location, which is North Carolina, Wilmington. You just make an account and you can purchase gift certificates. So you get the full price gift certificate for 30% off. And you can use it for like fine dining.
Yeah.
You can use it for like hangover helpers. Like they have VitaFlow IV clinic on there. They have clean juice. Mm-hmm. They do like getaways. They have a promo right now for like the inn at Bald Head Island.
Okay.
You get 30% off and stay there. And then even localer, more local.
More local.
I like that.
Localer.
Localer is they got shops in Cargo District too. So like Mess Hall, Cheese Smith, Fermental, great ways to set you up. And like we said, shop local, save local, support local.
Yeah. I saw that review at a loft was on there. I was like, I will be buying gift cards for that mostly because that place is a little pricey up there, but they have an amazing view. So I don't want to miss out on that either. So have you been up there yet?
I have not. My grandma was there. Her class had like a get together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. They were a rooftop party for these.
I was
going
to say, I was like, good for them. That's awesome.
Gosh. At least
that's
it's
like
a
from four
elevator.
To seven.
Right.
But she said it was beautiful up there. And I'm just like, how did my 70-year-old Nana beat me to a rooftop bar? Hey, she's living her life, though. But
that's good for her.
Living her best life. But yeah. So we're talking about living our best lives.
Yeah.
And I feel like that leads me into how you got into your award for like 40 under 40.
Oh, my gosh. I was telling Tyler off camera, I don't know. Consistency. I was telling Tyler, I was like, I really just want to know who nominated me so I can say thank you. I'm really honored and thankful for it. Another funny story I was telling Tyler off camera is that my husband won last year.
Oh, nice. So wait, who's your husband?
Marquis Tillman. Yeah, he won last year.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He won last year. And it's not that I was jealous, because I was not jealous. I was very proud. But, like, he doesn't like any of that type of stuff. So I was like, man, I wish it was me. So he was like, well, wouldn't it be funny if you won next year? And sure enough, I'm like, well, you need to speak out, like, me getting $1 million or something. Like,
yes, please.
Right? You know, like, if you said, like, hey, it'd be funny if you win next year. What else is funny? Like, it's funny if I get a new car. Like, wink, wink, something. Yeah, like, I mean, so, yeah.
Morning affirmations. Like, all right. Yes. I'm going to win a new car.
I'm gonna win, right? So yes. He's going to gift me because I don't want to do a car payment. My car's paid off. So,
I feel, like, yeah.
I was in that same boat. Like, we had two cars paid off. And I was like, oh, we're doing good. And my car was like an 07 Sebring convertible. Like, I pulled up to work looking like Michael Scott. And then my window stopped working.
My
convertible top didn't want to go down.
I was like, oh, you want to pay me off and be done with me?
Right.
I got something for you.
And I had no AC.
Stop. That's a non-negotiable.
I did it for 2 years with no AC, dressing up in a full suit to work every day.
Bless you.
And people are like, Chris, are you okay? I'm like, yeah.
No, I'm not. Okay.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Right. I've sweated out my body limits. Yes. Yeah, that's a non-negotiable. AC in Wilmington during the summer, gotta have it.
There's some places you can get away with no AC. But you can't be in a spot with stop-and-go traffic, and it can't be a spot with this much humidity.
Right. And Wilmington has both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I love it, but it kills me at the same time. When I look up, I'm like, really? Why am I in stop-and-go traffic right now?
Oh, yeah.
What's kind of going back to the 40 under 40 thing, It's funny with a lot of these things around Wilmington, because you'll just, like, get nominated for something and then never know about it until, like, you're in the middle of it and you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Pretty much. I was just checking emails one day and I literally got the news right before my birthday. So I was like, oh, I'm just doing routine checking email. And I'm like, holy crap. This is the best birthday present ever.
Yeah.
But again, whoever nominated me, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Like, I don't know who you are. Hopefully you'll be at the ceremony so I can, like, shake your hand, give you a hug, something, buy you a drink, something. Right. Like, but yeah, so.
That reminded me of something else too. So we had a couple people on that have been nominated by Star News for best of whatever their category is. Mm-hmm. So one of them is Thaddeus Brown, the very first guest we had on the podcast this pressure washing. And the other one is one of our latest podcast guests, which is Paradigm Physical Therapy, which is who I go to now. But they both got nominated and they didn't even know they were nominated. Oh. And so one of their friends was like, hey, I just voted for you. And they're like, voted for what?
I'm like, wait, hold on.
Right. No, that's always, it's a gut feeling. I mean,
Hey.
Who, I don't know what's going to come from this, but it's a great start.
It is. Yeah.
It's a good shout out for the podcast, too.
Right? Yes. Right? So, yeah, this year, they normally work with Star News.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this year, they're working with the Greater Wilmington Business Journal.
Right.
Okay.
And so, I hope I'm not giving too much away. They had us do, like, video promos and stuff like that to try to mesh print with, like, digital marketing.
Right.
And so, those videos should be coming out. July, maybe August, September, leading up to the ceremony. Yeah. So that should be fun to watch. Congratulations to all the other winners. And
it'll be interesting. I feel like you have the personality to be in front of a camera. And then you have some people who are going to be like, hi, thank you for nominating me.
Yeah, pretty much. And I guess you guys wouldn't know because it's more audio, but I have to tell people, like, hey, when they get in front of the camera, like, don't look straight at the camera. Right. Like, this yes. is a conversation. I'm here with you. Like, we're just talking like it's over coffee or something. And by the time we sit down, they're like, blah, blah, blah. If you want to make a distinct point and, like, look at the camera, by all means. But, yeah. like, yeah, you would not imagine how many people are like, hi, so my name is yes. Rayma T. And I'm like, dude, loosen up. Maybe right. I should start giving them whiskey before.
That was the main premise behind the whiskey and yeah. wisdom. Yeah.
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Tyler came up with the idea of like, cause he used to sit at the bar all the time and like meet a bunch of random people and have conversations.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. fun. Yeah. Not creepy at all.
No.
I completely eavesdrop and go like, hey, not to eavesdrop or anything, but I completely listened to that story. Let me interject.
And now, because he's being a great father.
Trying to.
I'm the guy who sits at the bar.
Yeah.
It's always the most awkward. Like, we were joking with the owners of Starling because they're opening up mm-hmm. a new bar. And I was like, I mean, if you want to give me a little placard so this says this is my seat
right.
at the new spot, I'm down for it. That's it's not a dive bar. Like, I feel like you always see that at, like, yeah. true dive bars. Mm. And I'm like, because I would be that asshole who'd be like,
that's my seat.
Yes. My name is literally on it.
Right.
Yeah. That every time we show up at the Starling, like, we'll be standing around and then, like, someone's sitting in my seat and I'm like, I'm yeah. just waiting for them.
See, at rounds, I can kind of do that because my name's on the wall three different places.
True.
So, who's how much I drink, but it is what it
you
is.
You used to drink.
I used to, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lot healthier now.
That's good. But you know what? That would be a great, like, marketing tool. Like, hey, this is our guest of the month seat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then that would promote them to come in for the month because, hell, if I see my name on seat, I'm going to want to come the entire month.
Yeah. Right.
And even if I don't drink, I'm going to just hang my feet, diddle daddle, yeah. talk to people. Oh. Yeah. See,
it's a very good idea for cool. your bottle shop when you open it up.
Right.
I still have to narrow my focus.
So you know how we keep talking about like putting stuff into the universe, like for yeah. that's why I keep saying it, and he always looks at me, and I'm like, it's gonna happen.
It is,
and I'm like, I understand the concept of money,
mm-hmm. and there's a lot of it in Wilmington.
It doesn't just appear really out of nowhere. Is.
Oh yes, it will appear out of nowhere if you have the right plan and the right idea, and you find the right people, especially yeah. in Wilmington. It right. will come from you. Worked at Genesis Block, you know yeah. it.
Networking is so crazy. I've run into so many different opportunities
yeah.
just from going out networking. I've really made a staple because I don't even have to tell people my name anymore. They're like, I know you. And I'm like, you do? And they're like, it's the hair. And I'm like,
oh.
So, I mean, find whatever your staple is. I'm telling you, networking is so crazy. And even down to the entrepreneurs, there's, like Tyler said, there's so much money coming into Wilmington. Fact, little known fact, as of 2022, mm-hmm. a little under 200,000 businesses have come and started in Wilmington.
Wow.
So like you can be 200,001, but like it's here.
Yeah.
I mean, Wilmington is starting to become like the new Charlotte. Everyone wants to start a business here. Everyone wants to move here and like, yeah, just keep on speaking it on in the universe.
I feel like if we didn't have the river, like we would have already taken over a couple other cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it's an island pretty yeah, much.
I know. I believe that also. There's no more room to build like horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's just going vertically.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I live in the northwestern part of the county.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's nothing out here.
Just give it for a couple
now.
Of years.
For now. Give it a couple years. Because I know the people who own all that property, and they're mm-hmm. probably just like, just wait. Someone's yeah. going to offer me enough money to yeah. be like.
Like Mayfair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like another Mayfair.
Well, no, I'm not saying another Mayfair. Yeah. I'm just saying like if there's land out there, people will come and they'll offer the right amount for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That would be funny, though, if they put a Mayfair. Leland needs one.
Stop, because Leland small. Is, I live in Leland.
Me
Leland
too.
Is becoming way too much. I remember when it was a desolate, just trees.
Yes.
Yep. And it's becoming way too much. We're getting that new oil change shop.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting stuff, but you're not at the same time.
We're getting a Lowe's. That's a pretty huge deal.
That's what I'm saying. That's a huge deal for us out there. We had no type of home improvement store out there.
You have local home improvement shops.
We had NAs that may or may not have what you needed.
Right? Sure. Oh. So that's pretty huge. Yeah. I'm telling you, we get a movie theater. I'm not coming over the bridge no more.
There was a movie theater, and you had a bowling alley, and they both failed.
Too bad. It just wasn't the right time.
Right.
Bowling alley, like, I love a good bowling alley, but it still gives you, like, that weird, like...
Putting someone else's shoes on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, in movie theaters, it's a pain.
True.
You know what I really would love?
What?
An outdoor movie theater.
Shut up. That would be a great idea.
You know, people like that are over 40 are just lost their minds. And they're it's a drive-in. It was a thing.
Yes.
That's why I had asked, like, a drive-in where you sit in your car, you want people to bring, like, picnic blankets and stuff.
No, I want both. Like, a true, like, when I say outdoor, I mean, like, you got the front spot up front where everyone throws their blankets out.
Got it.
Or you can roll up in your car and just sit there. I would be sitting in my car because I like my air conditioning.
Right.
Same.
Mosquitoes.
But
they're still talking about that minor league baseball team.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up also. Be interesting. Yeah, that's going to be – people are hot over
See,
that.
I think it would be fantastic for that area because there's so much land. Like, what else are you going to do with the land out there?
Houses.
Which I don't want.
Condos. Everyone, you got to put like 15 in one space, not two.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But
same way, money is – everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the original, speaking your business out into the universe.
Right.
All of that to say, money is everywhere.
Especially for like small bottle shop, Castle Hayne type of thing. You know there's going to be someone that moves in from like New York, New Jersey, PA that has a ton of money because they just downsized. Right. And they're like, oh, it'd be super cool to own like a bottle shop out here.
Well, the guy from PA probably upgraded. He was like, well, my house was 1,200 square feet and I sold it for 500K. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
One of these days. There is technically a bottle shop in Wrightsboro currently. Shout out to
Tipsy Goat.
But you're
going to have a better one.
Right.
I got to shout out everybody.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's what we're here to do.
Exactly. That's part of the podcast.
Exactly.
We are starting to run up on our hour already, though, believe it or not. So talking about shouting out people, shout out yourself. Where do you want people to come see you?
Yeah, so you can find new episodes on my website, www.todaywithray, that's RHE.com. If you're a small business and want to get highlighted on the show, send me an email at info.twrhe@gmail.com. And if you ever see me around, just give me a wave. High five. I don't know if you're a hugger, but I am. So
fist pump.
Beware.
Fist pumps, all of that stuff. So yeah, I love to network. You'll probably see me around anywhere. And other shout out, if you are new, professional, or just want to mingle with others, make sure you come out to Port City Young Professional every Wednesday.
Third Wednesday.
Every third Wednesday. Make sure to follow us on Facebook so that you can see where the location is going to be at. And
so wait, do you post on Facebook or Instagram?
Both. Sorry. Okay. I seemed really old saying Facebook first. Right?
That's why I was checking.
That was really old of me and not very social.
What about Threads?
Media. You know, I'm not going to get canceled. I need my pages. You know, they listen to everything. I'm just not going to say anything before I get on my Instagram and it's not there anymore.
Right.
We work hard, but Meta works harder. So I'm not going to say anything.
Fair enough.
But yes, my fun question for you.
Yeah.
Well, we have two real final questions.
Got it.
One, what would be the definition of success for you?
Ooh, the definition of success. I think it's when you're happy with what you're doing and you don't need anybody else's validation for it.
Okay.
That's what success would look like for me. Just knowing that, like, I'm happy doing it, and nobody else's opinion can sway, like, oh, there's 7 other podcasts. Like, why are you doing that? Because I want to, and I like it, and I like it. And that's what success looks like, when I don't need anybody else's validation for what I do.
Kind of plays into my next question for you, my last one, is if you were to tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Yeah. Be your authentic self at all times, because there's going to – people will, like, you and find you and gravitate toward you for just being yourself. You don't have to be anyone else. You don't have to conform or mold to what you think people want you to be or act like. Always be your authentic self And that's why I have green hair now. So
I like it.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun to be the interviewed person. So.
Right, yeah. How was it being on the other side?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I should do this more often.
Yeah, right. One of us will be on your podcast before season 6.
Okay, that's a great timeline.
Well, no, because you already finished 3.
Yeah.
Depending on how much of a break you take, you're starting for 4.
Yeah.
So season 6 gives us time to open up a bottle shop if we need to. See?
Right. Oh, see, now he's on board.
Now we're talking.
Okay. I've always been on board.
Okay. Got it. I'm going to hold you to it.
I am always that person who's like, there's a good idea, but I'm going to give you the bad side of it.
Oh, my God.
Can't do that.
You have to have someone who, like, brings you back in.
Do you? I'm a very optimistic person. Yeah. Like,
true. I've seen some people who come up with some outlandish ideas and no one holds them back. And I'm like,
that's fair enough too.
Hey, if people can sell cans of air, there's no excuse for anybody.
You got that right.
True.
Pet rock.
Pet rock.
I have one.
Exactly. There's no excuse for anybody. Yeah. So if you have that idea, just do it.
Yeah. Everyone's like, Chris, you need a kid. And I'm like, I have a pet rock.
Well, that's a lifetime commitment. At least businesses, like, you could file a Chapter 11 and just kind of
right,
be done.
Awesome.
There's no Chapter 11 for kids. I mean,
he's trying to get someone canceled, and he's like, well, you know, you could.
Yeah, you know what? No. I'm done.
But yes, thank you guys for staying through to the end. Listen to all of our silliness at the back end. Please like, follow, share, subscribe. Check us out on all of our social media podcast stations. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Tyler has created a Threads for us also.
I don't know if we'll use it, but it's there. Because I did not want Meta to get mad at me, so I played the game.
One thing, sorry. You know, if you delete your Threads, it deletes your whole Instagram. Just shouting that out. Shouting that out. So that's the only thing I'm going to say about it.
Yes.
That's good to know.
But yeah.
If you find me on Threads, you will see my first statement. And it is very true. But yeah, have a good one. Cheers.